Oh my gosh. We are live on the Erin Strayer show, and I know that concentrating on living a life of uncommon, right? Like, let's think about that for a second. And practicing feeling good is an effort for most of us female entrepreneurs. Many of you are aware that it's difficult to get ourselves to do things that we want to do and that are good for us. Some of you fear this thing called aging process, and I'm just telling you, I'm right there. And most of you know and feel the emotional capacity of what that really is, and that there's a subconscious belief that keeps us from at capacity. I'm talking today with Leah Lund, who is a neuro nutrient therapist. We're going to figure out what that is in just a second. She's a hypnotherapist, a rapid transformational therapist, and a health coach, and the founder of One Whole Health, which helps women reboot their brain and move past anxiety, overwhelm, and food or body issues into a vibrant health, mental clarity, and the courage and the capacity to live fulfilling, happy lives. Her unique trademarked brain makeover method uses neuroscience. Yep, she's wicked smart. Neuronutrition, she's super intelligent in nutrition, hypnotherapy, and other techniques as a springboard to help you feel happy and confident and find freedom from anxiety, depression. Who's got that? Overwhelm, none of us feel any of that. Emotional eating. Cravings, low energy, brain fog, insomnia. We all sleep so good. Lion, pain and burnout. And as an author, speaker, laughter yoga leader, author, and past mentor for Neuronutrient Therapy Institute, and the owner of the most amazing shoes I have ever seen in my life, Leah regularly appears on stages, podcasts, and online shows all over the world. So hang around because today is an amazing, amazing show. If you're watching from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer show, there's a link right above you in the feed. Go ahead and click that. Come on over here and hang out with us. We'll be able to see you and see your comments. If you're on those other platforms, we super appreciate you being with us. We are live on the Erin Strayer show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs. We talk about hot topics. I just listed a bunch of them. Pain points. We all got those too. We're going to work around those today as Leah brings her A game to our stage. I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics because most are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear. We might talk about some of that today. And have settled for average. Who's okay with average? Not me. So I help them keep on task by setting obtainable goals, plugging gaping holes in their business and personal lives, and taking their dreams to reality. And bottom line, I provide executive level accountability sessions so you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves, and you start excelling and making money. She's brilliant. She's going to rock your world and your thought process. So please help me welcome my dear friend, Miss Leah Lund, to the stage today.
Thank you
Hi.
so much, Erin. Hello, friend. Happy birthday, friend.
Oh.
What a gift to me that you're giving me for your birthday, which is to be here with you and your audience.
Ah, it's so good. It's so good. So seriously, like we go back like a long time, and I am so excited to have you on my show. And we're like, you are brilliant. You are wickedly, wickedly knowledgeable. You have so many trainings and techniques and degrees behind your name. Like, we would need two whole sheets of paper for all the things that you are trained in. And like, I love who you are and what you serve. And I love how you show up in the world. So thank you so much for being on the show today with
Thank
us.
you. Means the world coming from you. Thank you very much.
No, and your whole focus is rebooting our brain, right? Like, massively rebooting your brain. And I love how that like lines up with every single thing, right? Like, every single part of us wants to be better, think different, be in a different space, work with different stuff. And that's what people come to you about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to say about the brain, the wonderful thing is it changes every day. It changes all the time. It's completely plastic. And I know for me, at a very young age, I really thought something was wrong with my brain and my thinking, and therefore with me. And so many decades later, when I learned I can actually change my own brain, it was the most empowering thing that I can ever imagine. Like, it was just the hugest relief. So that's really, with all those trainings and you know, that in itself can sound overwhelming. I really love to simplify, because when it comes down to it, that's what it's all about, is that you are in control. Our mind directs our brain. I think of our brain as just a mechanism. It takes input and it gives output. So if we input that we're stressed, it's going to send the messages for stress chemicals, for example. And so the mind really is directing the brain, but we get to lead the mind. So we get to start the whole process, and we're bigger than mind or brain. We're mind, body, soul, and higher power, right? So we're in charge.
You know, and it's such a different way. And I want to go back to something that you just said about our brains being plastic. Like, dive into that a little bit more with me, because that to me is a cool statement. And yeah, it really makes me go, what?
Yeah. So literally, based on what we think, it determines, and how we think about something, say, that's happening outside of us, it determines which neurons fire together. And whichever neurons fire together, they get really good at hanging out together. And you've probably heard the expression, what fire, the brain's cells that fire together, then wire together. They form this really strong neural pathway. But all it takes to form a different pathway is have a different thought or do something different. You know, take a different action. And it leads not only to how we're thinking and how we're feeling from an emotional standpoint, but really literally to our physical body, because the blood is the medium of our cells. And this direction from the brain and which neurons are firing determines the blood. So even epigenetics, you know, Bruce Lipton trains on this all the time, that how we think can even affect our gene expression. So diseases and things that we might be predisposed to doesn't mean we have to get them. And it all comes back to how we're training our brain to respond by what we're proactively thinking and doing.
That's so cool. That's so cool. And I love the fact that we can actually shift, and what you said, retrain our brains to do, is really like, I think a lot of us think that we're programmed one way. There's no other way around it. We were born with it. It's genetic, whatever term you want to put on it, that's all there is. Like, that's what we got. And I love that you come at it from another angle, not only like, and then you have the science to back it up, right? Really to say, guess what? You can flip that. This is how you do it. So, yes, your exactly. One of your labels is a neuro nutrition. I can't even hardly say it.
Yeah, so say brain food.
Brain food. Because that's really, so much easier.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's specific nutrients for the brain. But to go a little deeper on it, what that means is targeted amino acid therapy for the brain, the use of high levels of specific amino acids in order to boost or restore our reserve of four different brain chemicals that are largely responsible for how we feel. So these are things like serotonin and endorphin that we're familiar with. We should have an ample supply and flow. We should have a reserve tank of each of these chemicals so that if something's particularly stressful or new, we can draw from our reserve. But all the stress of life, or sometimes a specific tragedy, accident, infection, injury, something like that, zaps out our reserve and we can get depleted. And then we'll feel things. We can get into all the different symptoms, because it's like almost, it's everything you were rattling off and more. And it's
the brain fog, the insomnia, yeah, the cravings or weight loss, because you can't, you're not even hungry, right? Like, on and on and on. Yeah. High levels of anxiety when your head spins off for no apparent reason, right?
Exactly. And the big message here is that is largely, if not completely, biochemical. So where we might be wrestling with this concept of willpower about not eating the sugars or the carbs or something, or just feeling like you were saying, this is just how I am. I'm a stressed out kind of person. My whole family's kind of stressed out. No, maybe your whole family is low in serotonin, but your whole family isn't stressed out or doesn't have to stay that way forever. And so that's the big message of that I want to come across about neuronutrition is these things that we feel and maybe even take as our personality are not permanent. They're biochemical. And with targeted high levels in the form of supplements of amino acids, the certain ones that make the certain chemicals, we can change that.
And is that just a process of like, how are those supplements determined? Like, is that just a conversation between me and you and your wicked knowledge base going, oh, Erin, that's easy. That you're lacking in blah, blah, blah. And you need to do this.
In most cases, I use a symptom assessment. It's 40 different symptoms. I have clients. That's actually more common than not. Sometimes the assessment will show depletion in all four chemicals. And I'm really quick to say that's expected because all the same things either, you know, led to depletion in all of them. And then all the same things will help you simultaneously restore all of them. So it doesn't mean it's a more complex or more serious or permanent situation. But simple systems, there is some blood testing. Really the most accurate way to test would be cerebral spinal fluid. We don't do that.
just go get your spinal tap.
And we don't need to. That's a beautiful thing. We don't need to. We can measure by the symptoms and then introduce and trial certain amino acids and see what effect it's having and what change is happening. And I give feedback and then I have a client, you know, maybe up or change to a different amino acid or something like that. And we dial it in to the point that in a short period of time, certainly weeks, but most often days and sometimes even hours, you feel a difference.
Wow. And I know this answer, but I want you to tell the people, really, it's what we put in our bodies.
Yeah, it's what we put in our bodies and what we think.
The two
bigger things. So say somebody depleted in serotonin. Like I know now I was, as a child, depleted in serotonin. And I grew up on a farm, so we ate mostly things that came from our farm.
Sure.
So it wasn't really only about the nutrition, although that is one major cause of neurotransmitter depletion, but it's also stress level, which of course can be influenced by how adrenals are functioning. It's the amount of daylight. Well, there I was in North Dakota, so winters were really long and dark. So that was a factor. Heritage. It can be a factor and genetic from the standpoint that I know now looking at it, my mother was low in serotonin. And so I was born at a deficit. I'm convinced of that. But whether it came from stress for someone, whether it came from nutritional, either not eating the right things or not having something going on in the gut so that you can't absorb the great food that you're eating, or not getting enough sleep, not getting enough sunshine or hydration, or even inherited, any of those things, it doesn't really matter how it got that way because we go about the repair in the same way.
So being that like today's the day for me and you know.
You're joining the best decade.
Today's the day.
Next one, and then I'll say that's the best decade.
I really feel like as we age, as we as women specifically age, like I know you deal with men too, but we're talking to the women today because I want to.
And can I just throw this in? Because I want women to know this. Just naturally, even when everything is good, we make a third less serotonin than men.
A third less serotonin than men. Women do make.
Even when we're doing good.
Serotonin, just for the people. Yeah. Give them the scientific behind serotonin. What's it do for us?
Yeah, so it's.
I know really, we all need to have it. We all have heard the word, but what is it?
Yeah, it is not only our sense of happiness, and freedom from things like irritability and depression and anxiety, but
the
it's really
we usually
our,
go take some antidepressants for.
Exactly. And even our sense of humor about life, like kind of taking things as they come and not being rigid and just being with what's happening and feeling calm and happy about it. Yeah. So this is exactly what, you know, all the SSRIs and antidepressants are for, except that we don't have a Prozac deficiency. we have a protein deficiency, meaning the specific amino acids that can get that serotonin being produced again.
I love that. I love that that point that you just made. We don't have a, what'd you say? A Prozac deficiency.
Prozac deficiency.
Just going to let that land a little bit more for our people. We have a ton of people watching on our watch party that's going on right now. So thank you so much, everybody, for being over there with us. Do you think that this lack of serotonin directly relates with our fear of aging and what that does to us long-term, or something else comes into play? Because I think specifically for women, like men, you know, when their hair turns gray, they're viewed as massive wisdom holders, right? Like as soon as they get that little bit of gray going, they're like, oh, that man's smart, right? But women, like we do everything to cover it up because we don't want to look old. We don't want to feel old. We are the ones that do all the plastic surgery. You never hear about guys getting plastic surgery, you know, to take care of all the things and the things that aren't where they're supposed to be anymore. Right? Like, what do you think comes into play with that fear of not being perfect anymore? Or
good question. So one of the symptoms, so serotonin deficiency has so many different symptoms, and some of them are physical, like the sleep issues and all of that, gut issues, headaches. But one of them is also lack of confidence. Mm. So if we're depleted in serotonin, we're lacking in our confidence. And, you know, what is fear? Well, fear is really procrastination combined with anxiety, maybe you could think, you know, it's that thing that holds us back. And so between serotonin and I would say the GABA neurotransmitter also, because GABA neutralizes our adrenaline. Most women that are depleted in one of those is going to be depleted in both. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that is a biochemical reason for your fear about things. And that's not to say you couldn't have some experiences from previous in life that formed a subconscious belief that, you know, there is a what I call a legit fear, but biochemically you could have a lot of false fears. And when that biochemistry is restored, it turns out you're actually not that afraid of that thing at all. You just maybe have been depleted for a long time. And so, you know, you felt like that's just what you're afraid of. But so that's why in the whole brain makeover method, we start with this neuronutrition. We don't stop there, but we start there because then we're dealing with the real thoughts and the real subconscious beliefs and the real emotions that are based on something. It's not just fear in general. It might be fear about something specific. And then you can delve into mindset work and which I know you're a master of, Aaron. But, you know, this that way we're at a level playing field and playing and spending time.